Our next case is 05-398, Disciplinary Counsel versus Watson. It's an order to appear.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. I'm John Coghlan, relator in this matter. I'm substituting for Mr. King, who only found out this morning he couldn't be here today. Mr. Watson's license has been suspended, was first suspended in 2002, and it remained suspended until 2005 when this court in the third discipline case disbarred him. His conduct in those cases obviously adversely impacted numerous clients. Since his disbarment, however, he has continued to engage in acts which constitute the practice of law. On May 10th of 2007, this court addressed the first contempt action that was brought against him and ordered that he be, found him in contempt and imposed a suspended 90-day jail sentence and a $10,000 fine, all of which was suspended with the exception of $500. Unfortunately, Mr. Watson's actions bring us back here yet again. He has continued to engage in activity which is the practice of law. Since May 10th, the first finding of contempt, he has prepared five different deeds and had them filed in Cuyahoga County. He had another deed which we can't quite tell when it was prepared, but it was certainly filed after May 10th. And there are numerous motions he filed with regard to two of those deed transfers or deeds that he had prepared as well. He has acknowledged in a deposition which was filed with this court that he prepared some of those deeds and then refused to answer subsequent questions about some of them because he claimed not to have had notice. We then supplied him with those deeds and asked him to send written answers after the deposition, which wasn't necessary, but we gave him that option. He didn't respond. In response to the request to admit that he prepared those motions, he said he prepared them with Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is not a lawyer. We consider that to be an admission that he prepared them. In addition, I think that the court would, we should point out.
Insofar as the deed preparation is concerned, Mr. Coghlan, I think somewhere in the pleadings, I read that he was preparing deeds for property that was coming to him.
That's correct.
So is an individual permitted to, I mean, nowadays we all go to some form source and get a deed, is an individual permitted to type up a deed and transfer property to oneself?
I think what,
or is that constituting the practice of law?
It is our position, Your Honor, that
or is that the question that we have to resolve today?
Well, I think there's case law, and I apologize since I just got this morning that I don't have chapter and verse for you, but there's case law. My understanding of the case law indicates that if you prepare a document that you ask someone else to sign that impacts their legal rights, you have now crossed that threshold, especially if you then file it in court or file it with the Registry of Deeds, and it impacts the legal rights of all the people involved.
Quite obviously, if you're charging a fee for an individual to repair a deed, I quite understand that. Somehow, when you have a relationship and you transfer property to yourself, I'm just wondering, I guess aloud, as I look at it, whether or not that constitutes.
Well, I think that's similar to what he did in the first incident when he was found in contempt. But we also have the motions that he prepared here, because in connection with the deeds involving Tracy Harper and Channel Triplett, he prepared several motions because there was ongoing foreclosure. And that's part of the pleadings that we have supplied to the court.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Watson, you don't have the ability to object. Okay, you'll have your opportunity to speak.
So it's relator's position that he continues, as he did in the first contempt action, to engage in activity which constitutes UPL. He's doing so. These deeds are transfers of anywhere from $10 to $100 for the property. Often the property is subject to some sort of foreclosure. We're not here explaining all of what's behind all that, but clearly he's not doing it out of the goodness of his heart. And we would ask the court, therefore, to impose the previously stayed 90-day sentence and the remaining $9,500 fine. Thank you.
Mr. Watson?
Sorry, Your Honors. Appreciated having the opportunity to speak to you this morning. But what I will tell you with regard to this matter is I'm before you only a piece of myself. Forget about the fact that I had part of my foot removed and the disciplinary council came to the nursing home harassing me, including walking in to my room without being announced and trying to either spy on me and pick up documents or whatever I had there that I was dealing with on my own behalf. Forget about that part. But I've already been absolutely devastated by these actions of the disciplinary council and originating with the Cuyahoga County Bar Association. Now, I had a 20-year career.
Mr. Watson, we're not here to rehash the past disciplinary action against you, the fact that you no longer are an attorney. What we're looking at is centered on your activity since you were ordered to cease and desist this activity. You have a stayed jail term hanging over your head plus a financial penalty of $9,500. And yet there's evidence brought to us that you continue to ignore this court's order by preparing deeds and preparing motions for people.
Except for one thing, Judge.
What?
I didn't prepare anything for anyone except Michael Troy Watson. When I was here before, I'm the one that disclosed to this court that I received and prepared a form fill-in-the-blanks deed to receive property that I was buying under foreclosure.
Who was selling it?
Someone who was losing their property. I bought it.
Okay, who signed the deed of transfer?
The person who was selling the property, transferring it to me.
Right, and you prepared the deed for their signature.
I prepared a fill-in-the-blanks document.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's fill-in-the-blanks or you did it from scratch. You prepared it for somebody else to sign to relinquish their interest in a piece of property.
If I were receiving it myself personally, I personally prepared it. Yes, Judge.
Okay. That's the unauthorized practice of law, according to our case law.
Well, Your Honor, I beg to differ, but I understand the court's, discernment here. It's my understanding that if I have a right to represent myself, and the requirement for the unauthorized practice of law is prepare it for some other person.
And if you create a deed where you're selling a piece of property, you're the seller, and you sign it, that's fine, because that's a document for yourself. But when you're preparing documents for somebody else, you're practicing law.
Not my understanding, Your Honor, but I'm
okay,
not going
we
to
tell
dispute
you
to, with the
if
court.
If we tell you it is, what's your reaction? What are you going to do?
First of all, Your Honor, now I understand that if you are telling me that at this point. But remember, judges, I actually provided the deed to this court that was at issue, identical to any that are involved today, any of them. And when I filed it with the court, I filed it with the court, with the Supreme Court, which is on the court's docket. Not once have I had anybody tell me from the Supreme Court or anyone else that that was improper. Didn't happen. Even when Judge Gwynn reviewed all of the documents and then issued a finding of fact in detail, not once is there any inkling of anything that says the preparation of a form deed transferring property to myself has any difficulty or problem. I never saw that.
Let's move on to the motions that are part of this allegation.
Which is why I wanted to address that in that fashion. Because in order for there to be a motion to show cause, there has to be a specific order that is being violated. There is nothing before this court in Judge Gwynn's itemization that says the preparation of a deed by me for me is in violation of any allegation of law. If I thought there was anything that was improper about that, Your Honors, I would not have brought it up to the court. I would not have filed a copy of the same deed with the court. And when Judge Gwynn gave his written report, nothing in there says that I am prohibited from filing, preparing a deed, transferring property to myself. Subsequent to that, Your Honor, this court issued its order that said what it is the penalty was and how it was being addressed. But even then, it did not itemize in any way that this is an action that is prohibited. That I was not aware of, and I was not aware that this Supreme Court had that as an opinion, as the research that I reviewed throughout everywhere that I could, including Lexis, did not show any order of this court that says I could not prepare a deed transferring it to myself, especially using a form pleading. It isn't there. Now, it is the position of the disciplinary council that that is a violation, and Chief Justice has just said, I believe that that is a violation. But I haven't seen it anywhere. I have no rule that says I can't do that. I have no element within the determinations of Judge Gwynn that says I'm not supposed
to
do that.
Mr. Watson, if you receive a document from this court, a court order, telling you not to prepare deeds for other people's signatures, what are you going to do?
Absolutely. I would not have anything to do with that any further. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But I did not receive that.
All right. All right. Let's move on to the other allegation that you prepared motions on behalf of other people.
No, sir. No, Your Honor. That did not happen. What I did is after I filed with the judge in probably each of these cases that's related, I filed with the court requesting permission for me to come in and represent myself and only myself as it relates to the deed that I filed, and a copy of the deed was filed with the court. And in any instance where I filed anything other than a request of the judge to allow me to enter appearance on that foreclosure on behalf of myself based on the deed that I had for myself, if it was not granted, nothing was filed. Only with the permission of the Common Pleas Court judge in the foreclosure did I present anything in any way, shape, or form. I had to have permission. In fact, the court made a determination and said, Mike, you must file a request for leave to intervene, and we will make a determination whether or not it can be intervened on or not. And that is what I did,
and nothing more. You're maintaining that those motions that the disciplinary council has referred to were filed regarding your self-representation?
Only myself. I have never prepared or filed anything on behalf of anyone other than myself.
Mr. Watson, if in fact
there was a successor in interest attachment to it, it is after I was actually the successor in interest.
Mr. Watson, in those pleadings, did you represent yourself as counsel or did you represent yourself as a pro se litigant?
Only as a pro se litigant that identified me as a successor in interest. And the deeds and titles and anything and anywhere I filed any document whatsoever all specifically identified that after I had permission and leave of court to intervene on my own behalf and only on my behalf. And everything I signed in any way says I'm the only person representing me on my own behalf.
Mr. Watson, these foreclosed properties, you are assuming the loan on these properties?
Oh, absolutely not, Your Honor. What I did was when someone was throwing the property away, walking away, and I contacted them, I said, well, listen, I'll buy it from you, $500,000, some $1,500, didn't matter what it was. Then I prepared a deed transferring the property to me and then filed that document with the court, with the county recorder's office. There's no chicanery in any way, shape, or form here. All of these are just simply open and above board purchases, and I attempted to represent my own personal interest.
Against the mortgage holder.
Against the mortgage, against whatever had to be defended. And it was not successful in most incidents. In fact, in probably most of the deeds and et cetera that are involved in this matter, the property was foreclosed on, taken, and sold. I never had any issue with any of this until most recently, when now, I guess, Mr. King, when he came to I personally would say was an intrusion and harassment to me in the nursing home when I had part of my foot removed. I couldn't even walk. He took my deposition in a wheelchair when they rolled me out of the room into a room, and he insisted on having that done. So
now, if you clearly understand now that when you prepare a document that anyone else has to sign, it's considered UPL, will you then go have them obtain their own attorney to prepare that document and represent them?
Absolutely, Your Honor. There's no way that I would take any further or even attempt to have any further umbrage with this court.
Are you still in the business of buying these foreclosed homes?
Yes, Your Honor, I am. But I am not preparing any deeds or any documents of any kind without the permission of the Common Pleas Court judge, who must give me leave to intervene in order to act on my own behalf, on behalf of myself only.
Okay. All right. Anything further?
I'll reserve the balance of my time, whatever it is, if there's any rebuttal.
There's none.
Then, Your Honors, I would thank you for that opportunity to speak to you all. There's very little left of me today, very little left. Not the fact that I lost part of my foot, forget that. I lost my house, I've been foreclosed on myself, car, even my lawyer girlfriend went off and left me. I'm stuck. So here I am now, back before this court, once again, for what I thought was not an infraction in any way, shape, or form. Filling in the blanks, online deed, transferring property to myself. And for whatever it's worth, Your Honors, every one of the deeds that's involved indicates that I personally am above board and disclosing that that is the situation. After I gave a copy of that deed, identical deed, to this honorable court, and never at any time received any order saying I was not allowed to do that.
All right. Well, the court appreciates your candor and your willingness to supply us with that information, and you will receive an order from us that you can frame if you want to, and it will instruct you, okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the matter. Oh, well,
can I make one short statement?
If you must.
Can he frame the order too?
A lot of the deeds, he's one of two grantees. Those motions were captioned in terms of himself and the other grantee. So there was another party when he was drafting those motions. And that person was not a lawyer, Mr. Jones. His testimony at the deposition was he prepared those motions with Mr. Jones. So that's why we brought this here. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We will take this matter under advisement. You will receive our order.